Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. I have a question about Roberta Allen's authorization.
Okay, so Roberta Allen, is that the one that started 9-1, even though we have an offer earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, so their placement said 9-1, and the authorization was put in earlier. It's very rare. Normally, I only see a mistake on placement, but you understand what happened. The contract is listed as starting 9-1.
Oh, okay. Well, we have an authorization for 8:30 and 8:31 that I'm not able to pay him for.
Right.
I'm not even talking about like the 8:13.
Yeah, if you click on contracts on the side, and
okay. You
see that there's a placement date, service start date 9-1, which means prior to 9-1 we had no contract, which means that there won't be able to the calendar is not usable. Now, the good news is we can adjust that. We can't adjust offs, but we can adjust contracts. So we can change that in our system. But this is the first time in 5 years that I have ever seen a new placement with the wrong placement start date.
Okay.
It's very rare. Because it's very rare, I want confirmation from the SC that the placement is an error and I can update it in my system.
Okay.
Because even though I have an authorization, it doesn't, I want to make sure I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's.
Yeah.
And I also told I also told Valeria to tell the member and the aide, it's not that we're not paying, it's that the insurance didn't even give us the case till 9-1.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I just want confirmation. If you look in
I did leave a message with the Brandy, the service coordinator, because she was technically supposed to send the auth in from dated the 13th, because that's what we had agreed upon, because he was compliant from that date and we were waiting on the auth. But she sent it in for the 30th, and now this whole service start date, it's so weird.
The service start date is...
If they are able to adjust that, will they be able to send it for the 13th? Did you ask them about any of that yet, or...?
So that's a different problem because we don't have an authorization.
Right.
I could change the service start date to any date on the planet. The authorizations, I can't do anything with. So unless they give us an authorization from the 13th, it's not happening. Now, this is Keystone. What is... the SC told you that they were supposed to service on the 13th? Because
well, when she called for the auth, she asked me what the start date was. I said, he's been working with his mom since, forever, and he's been compliant since the 13th, so we won't be able to back pay him any further than that. And then she said, okay, but you will be able to pay him from them? I said, yeah, as long as we have the authorization that says that. And then that's the last I heard. And then when the off came in, it was from 8:30. So
understood. So again, that's on the insurance end.
Yeah.
So the SC, you could, if the SC reaches out or we can contact the SC, then great. But otherwise, this is what the insurance gave us.
All right. Alrighty.
You could probably change the service start date also. If you click on edit on the contracts on the right side, it says the first option is edit service start date, and you just change the date, and then the calendar will be active. But authorizations are authorizations, and this is not a mistake in terms of the authorization.
Yeah.
This seems to be a mistake in terms of the placement. That's my guess. If the SC told you that the authorization is going to be backdated to 8/13, she didn't put it in, she's a high probability she lied to you.
Yeah.
And they were with either with some, is this like a Maximus case?
Yes.
So I don't know that it's very odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd, but this is just an SC that doesn't know what they're doing pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's not communicative. So.
All right. And I have another question about Sean McElroy's Dawn Stenke. I know she was not supposed to do the extended hours. She did them the last two Sundays.
Sean McElroy, is that a client?
Yeah, that's the client, S-H-A-W-N.
Client, Sean. McElroy. Got it.
Yeah.
McElroy. Okay, what questions I have?
I'm updating the schedule starting next week. But she worked the overnight and Sunday night, and then the Monday, the last two Sundays. She wasn't paid for the last one on her last check, though.
See, so it's no clock out. She needs a timesheet.
Okay.
If she didn't clock out on Sunday morning, it's there's no visit. The visit's there. She clocked in and she didn't clock out, so we need a timesheet situation.
She probably didn't clock out because she just worked until 4, you know, like because she worked a regular.
No, there's a shift in between. Dawn works starting at 9. And Vitalia started again at 4 p.m. So there was a shift in between. She's supposed to clock out at 9. Happens to be Dawn came early, but that's neither here nor there. There's a shift in between. Wait a second.
No, there's not.
Wait. I see. Dawn works straight. Hold on. So that's a mistake on Valeria's thing. Dawn did work straight. She works straight. She works straight. I'll fix that for next week.
Okay.
I don't even need. This is a bit of a headache because I need to split the shift. Okay, so I need to open the first. All right, I'm gonna need to open it. I'll fix it. All right.
And then she also had mentioned that she's tried to call Valeria times and she never gets a call back.
No problem. Do me a favor. Put a Smartsheets note in
Vaughn's
thing. Tag Orango and say she's been reaching out to Valeria and she's been unable to contact her.
Okay.
And if Valeria, please reach out. Valeria happens to be really, really good at communication. I've been monitoring the phones with Orango.
Yeah, I actually haven't had any issues with her, more so with that Jose.
Yes, me as well. Jose is like just not, especially with new cases really start. I'm already on it with Orango, and he's like kind of leaning on him.
All right. I will add a note then. I'll talk to you later.
Very good.
Thank you.